Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are continuing today's daf is Daf Samas Gimel. Today's class will be for the Refu'a Shalem Av Alachanim. Ubichlanam, Chimda Barcham Chanuzan, and Alachan Kam Rifka, Sarban Manir, Shalom Masarad, Abin Rechel Yafa, Debra, Rifka, Dechavir, Rifka, Deser, Shalom Masar, Fine Manam, Shalom Nechana, Yafa, and Yam, Yavidam, Yafa, Masim, Chab, Ben Maka, Miriam, Bat Yachav, and Miriam, Chana, the Anna, and the Rachas, and the Ran Sabah, and the Rifka, and the Tan Menesers of Mirak, the Maka, and Shalom Nathan, Yam, and Fay, and the Shalom Penina, Yosef, Ben Yafa, and the Yaman, the Nasa, and the Firmanam, the Shalom, and the Nasa, מנחם דבר ינוסגן, אליהו נוסף שנה, בת תהילה בת מרים, יצחק בן יפה, אביגד דנה בת אסי, יצחק מנסחם יצחק מנחם, ולעזר מנחם לדעה, ולהבדיל, ונשמע רחבת אליהו, ובאז בן אברהם, בן אבת אמרן, דמר רחבת אברהם, משה בן רפאל אליהו, ויוסף, יעקב בן יצחק, יונה יוחד לו, משה מנחם יושב, יושב ומסגן, ולא נשמעת, להבדיל, לרעיון דבורה בת מרים. אוקיי, בסדר, נחילה ולי, let's jump right into it. Okay, today's daf. Is Daf Samech Gimel. We left off in the middle of the page on 62b, Samech Bet Amud Bet, right after the Gemara. We're smack in the middle of the page, about 10 lines on the top of the page. The Gemara continues. Ve'gabin Nedarim. The Gemara says, okay, by Nedarim, Milo Askina, Deleika Ela Hai Eshkol, are we not talking about a case that there's only one cluster of grapes in front of them, in front of this man, right? We were talking about why a master can annul the Nezirut of his slave, but not the neder of his slave. That was the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if we're talking about a case of a neder, where he takes a neder not to have this cluster of grapes, there's only one cluster of grapes in front of them. Dilo achile chalish. If the slave doesn't eat that cluster of grapes he took a neder from, he's going to get weak, and he's not going to be able to serve his master the proper way. So ela, is it, that's not what we're talking about. Ela amarava kigon shayach chartzan munach lefanav. It's talking about a case where there was a grape seed lying in front of him. So gabin nidarim, by the case of nidarim, he took a neder not to have that seed. Behai hu de mitzar, he's only asur to this seed. So lo matzei kafile. So the master is not allowed to force him to have it because he can have other ones. Why? Whereas gabin nidar nazir, by nazir de itzar nami bacharine. By nazir, once he becomes forbidden to have, he becomes a nazir, he becomes forbidden to all grapes and all seeds of grapes. So therefore, since he's asur to everything, the itzar nami bacharini is asur for everything matze kafila. The slave owner can force him to have it because he's going to get weak, and then it defeats his purpose. He's not going to be a proper slave. So the Gemara asks, v'gabein nidarim milo askina daleika ela hai chartzan. By the case of nidarim, are we not talking about a case where there's only this grape seed? There's no other grape seeds in front of him. So if this is the only grape seed, this is the only thing he can eat to make him stronger, right? And if he doesn't eat this, he's going to be weak. So why can't the master annul his neder? If he doesn't eat it, he's going to get weak. The question is not why he is allowed to annul his neder by nazir, not by nedarim. By nedarim, he doesn't even, and by shevuah, he doesn't even need to annul it. Whereas by nazir, why do we require him to annul his neder? It's more strict by nazir. The Gemara changes its lashon. למה צריך לחפותו לנזירות, ואין צריך לחפותו לנדרים, ואינו צריך לחפותו לשבועה. He doesn't need to annul his swear. If the slave owner takes a swear, he doesn't need to override his swears. He's the master. So why? So my tama, the Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, להרא או להטיב. That it is for evil or for good. So he says, מה הטבה רשות, אף הרעה רשות. Just like the doing good is Reshut is in his authority. So too, the doing bad has to be in his authority. Yatsa lehara le'achirim she'ena reshut be'yado. Coming to exclude a case, if he is doing bad to someone else. Right? If this nazir, by what he's doing, if he's doing bad to someone else, for this guy who took a neder, why don't you have to annul his nidarim, but you need to annul his nazirut? Because by nazirut, he's becoming a nazir. So you annul his nazirut, so allow him to eat wine or eat grapes. By the nedarim, the neder only takes effect by a slave when he is doing it, and it's lahara or lahetiv for himself. But if it's lahara, if it's causing bad to someone else, like his master, then he's not allowed to do that. He cannot cause bad to his master, and so therefore, his neder would be annulled automatically, and the master would not even need to annul his neder. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Okay, very good. New Mishnah. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah says, Avar mi keneged panav. Let's say if the slave runs away. So Rabbi Meir Omer, lo yishte, he can't drink any wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer yishte, Rabbi Yossi says he can drink wine. Right, what's the machloket in essence? If he ran away from him, and he had taken upon himself not to have wine, grapes. Let's say he was a Nazir, for example. Okay. Now the master said, no, I want you to drink these eat these grapes so you have strength. But now he ran away. So will we say he's allowed to drink now because his master annuls it and he's going to end up coming back to him? Or are we going to say, no, he's not allowed to. He's not his master's slave right now. So the Gemara says, what's the machloket? Let's say the machloket is in the opinion of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamafkir avdo yatza lecherut. If somebody puts his slave ownerless, he goes out free. The slave goes out free. Ve'en tzarich get shichrur. And you don't even need a document of emancipation. He's free. He's free to go. Rabbi Meir itlay de Shmuel. Rabbi Meir holds of the opinion of Shmuel that he's a completely freed man. Rabbi Yossi itlay de Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi holds not of Shmuel. So maybe that would be the machloket. And that's why Rabbi Meir says, you should not drink because you're a free man now. So therefore your Nezirut is back in effect. Rabbi Yossi says, no. He is not a free man. He doesn't hold like Shmuel, and therefore he's not a free man. So he's still a slave, and therefore he's still allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara says, "Look, that's not the machlokin. The kulei alma itlu de Shmuel. Everyone actually holds of the opinion of Shmuel that really somebody who freezes, he puts a slave ownerless, is considered free, and he doesn't need any documents. Elamanda amar yishte. What's the reason for the opinion who says Rabbi Yossi who says he can drink? Savar, he holds, sof sof, mehadar hadar, ve'ategabe. At the end, the slave is going to end up coming back to the master. So, lishtei chamra ke'echid delo lechush. The slave should drink wine now, so that he's strong, so by the time he comes back to his master, he's strong to work for him. That's Rabbi Yossi. Well, the man da'amar lo yishten, Rabbi Meir, who says he shouldn't drink wine, savar lehevi le'tza'ara ke'echid lehadar gabe. He says, no, you shouldn't drink so that you have suffering, you feel the pain that you don't have wine, and then you run back to your slave, your master, so that you can have wine again. Right? If he's a Nazir, freed, he can't have wine. So if they tell him, you can drink, then why would he want to go back? So Rabbi Meir says, tell him you're not allowed to drink, so that he runs back to his master, so then he can drink, and he comes back to his master. It's a way to get him back. Okay? That's the end of that Gemara. New Mishnah. Nazir shegilach. If you have a Nazir who shaved, v'noda lo shehu tameh, and he found out he's tameh. Tumat met, the Mefarish says. So the Gemara says, "Im tum'ah yedua." If it's a known tum'ah soter, then he forfeits his days. "Vim tum'at tehom." If it's a depth tum'ah, which we're going to explain what that means, and also he doesn't forfeit. So "im ad shelo gilach." But if it was before he even shaved that he became tameh, benkach ubenkach, he found out he became tameh. Whether regardless soter, he would have to forfeit his days. So the Gemara says, "Ketzad." What are these examples that you gave? Yarad litbol b'me'arav. Somebody went down to go to mikveh to immerse himself in this cave. Venimtsam met safal pi ha'me'ara, and he's found out that there was a dead body at the mouth of the cave. Right. So tameh. Therefore, he would become tameh. Nimtsam mishuka b'karka ha'me'ara. What if the dead body was buried inside of the cave? So yarad lahaker tahor. If he went down, if he was tahor and he was just going down there to get some cold water, get a nice pool dip, so then he stays tahor. Litaher mitumat met tameh. But if he was tameh, he was coming to become purified, then he becomes tameh, because there's the body there. Why? Why if he was tameh, he stays tameh, and if he was tahor, he stays tahor? So Gemara says, Shecheskat tameh tameh, Shecheskat tahor tahor. Sheraglaim nadavar. He says, because someone who has a status of tameh, and he goes into someone, we have a safek, we hold him by a status that he's tameh. And someone who has a status that he's tahor, we hold him by a status that he stays tahor, because raglaim nadavar, because it makes sense. Literally, I mean, that's not what it means. Literally, it means that the matter has legs. I mean, it's Rashi ibn Farish says, it makes sense. That's what it means. It makes sense that if we have a doubt, someone was tameh, he stays tameh, someone was tahor, he would stay tahor. So the Gemara says, menahani mile. From where we know that there's this concept of the way the Rosh explains it, there's this concept of tum'at ha-tehom, this deep depth tum'ah that would not soter, that would not cause him to forfeit his days. Where do we know that? So the Gemara says, Amar bi Elazar, damar kra, the Pasuk says, v'chiyamut met alav, v'feta pit'om. So it says, if a dead person suddenly dies, so the Gemara says, mechuveret, mechuveret lo. It's talking about something that's clear to him. So it has to be clear to him for him to become tameh that he forfeits his days. If it wasn't clear to him, like tumatehom, if it was in the depths, that would be safek, right? And it wouldn't be that he becomes he would forfeit his days. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says no. We learn it from this pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says ki yet tameh lenefesh o bederech rechokah, becomes tameh for a soul or a distant road. So the Gemara says ki derech, just like a road. Ma derech begaloi, just like this street, this road is out in the open, so too, afkol begaloi, so too, anytime he becomes tameh, that he would forfeit his days, is referring to if it's out in the open, it's clear. Ve'ela, so the Gemara says, but haditnan, we have a Mishnah. Ezoi tumata tehom. What is considered the tumah of the depths? Kol she'eno makira echad basof ha'olam. Anything that even one person at the end of the world does not even know about his tumah. Aval makira echad basof ha'olam. But if someone did know about it, then enzo tumata tehom. That's not considered tumata tehom.
By the person being buried, in other words.
Right. He knows that there's tumah there. He knows that you're going to become tameh by entering into this tehom. So, but if there's someone who did know, that's not tumata tehom, that's not the tumah of the depths. So the Gemara says, Bishama lamande amar ki derech shapir. It makes sense according to the one who says, on the derech, that makes sense, that's very clear, that's not a problem. Why? The Mefarash says, Debegalui shapir. Out in the open, it makes sense. Dekevan de echan makira basafa olam have. Once there's one person who knows at the end of the world, that's it, it's not considered tumata tehom anymore. Ela lamande amar, but the one who says, Mechuveret lo has to be clear to him. If somebody knows at the end of the world, what does that have an effect on him knowing clearly? That doesn't have an effect. In the case of the road, I understand. But him specifically, how does he know clearly if somebody else at the end of the world in Argentina knows? There's no way he knows. So how would that make an effect? Why does that answer affect this case in this Mishnah? Vetu, and not only that, Hadetanya, we have a braita, Amotsem met mushkav derochba shel derech. If someone finds afterwards a dead body that is lying, it's buried by the road, it's covering the length or the width of the road, that no matter what, he had probably passed over it and became tameh. So, but we don't know for sure. So the Gemara says, Bitruma tameh. For truma, he's considered tameh. Bin nazir, v'yasiat pesach tahor. But for nazir and for bringing his korban pesach, he's still considered tahor. So the Gemara says, Maishna, what's the difference? How can you learn out from the psukim that you just taught us that there's a difference? So the Gemara says, no, rather take away all the psukim, ela tumata tehom gemara gimirila. There's a halakha le Moshe Misinai, but something called tumat, the tumah of the depths, that a person would not become tameh, would not forfeit his days because it's only out of safek, and so it can't learn it from a pasuk. It has to be halakha le Moshe Misinai. Then we said in our Mishnah, im ad shelo gilach, if until he shaved, he knew he became tameh, he forfeits. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar, that he said earlier, Tiglachad me'akevet. He said the shaving is essential for the mitzvah. And if you didn't shave yet, and you became tameh, you forfeited. So the Gemara says, Bai Rami Bar Chama, he has a question. Nitma betoch melot. If somebody became tameh within his term of menzirut, v'nodalo le'achar melot. And he only found out after the term. Mahu, what's the din then? Do we go after batar yedi'az linan? Do we go after when he found out? And he found out after he finished Nazirut. Or do we go after when he actually became Tameh? So the Gemara says, Ulemai, and what are we referring to? What is it for? Le Mistar, for forfeiting days. We want to know, does it go after when he found out, or does it go after whenever he became Tameh? So I'm flipping the Amud, Amarava, Tashma, come and listen. Im ad shelo gilach, we said in the Mishnah, if until he shaves, benkach u'benkach, soter, no matter what, he becomes Tameh. If he became Tameh, until he shaved, he becomes Tameh. He's tameh, he forfeits. So the Gemara says, "Hechi dame." What's the case there? Idi itiyadale debetoch melot. If he knew it was talking about during the days he became tameh during his term of nazirut, what's the chidush of the Mishnah? It's like someone who becomes tameh during his nazirut. Obviously, he's soter. Obviously, he forfeits. There's no chidush there. So, Suricha lameimer. Do we even need to state such a case? Ella, it must be talking about the following case. Ella lav leachar melot shma mina. Is it not talking about the case of after melot? It's talking about a case where it became known to him. He became tameh before, but he only found out after the term finished. And still, what do we say? Benkach uvenkach soter. No matter what, he still has to forfeit. So we can learn from here, shmamina, we can learn that no matter what, even if he finds out after, it goes based on when he became tameh, not when he finds out. So the Gemara says, v'adayin tibaylach. I still have a question. Okay, you say he forfeits, but kulo soter or shiva soter? Does he forfeit all of the days of the Nazirut or only seven? So the Gemara says, Leman, according to which opinion? Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer? Ileman Rabbanan, if you go according to the Rabbanan that say that even on that last day, when he finished his term but he didn't bring his korbanot yet, he gets tameh, the Rabbanan would say that he forfeits everything. So if it's according to Rabbanan, shita de kulosoter, it makes sense that he forfeits everything, he didn't shave yet. Ela, so what do we say? It must be, v'ila Rabbi Eliezer, if you're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, kol achar melot shiv asoter. He says, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, that anytime the guy becomes tameh after he finishes his term, he only forfeits these 7 days. this tum'ah 7 days, and then it becomes tahor again. So if you go like Rabbanan, it's 30, it's the full term. If you go like Rabbi Eliezer, it's 7. So who are you asking like? So the Gemara says, no. He says, Amar lach, he would tell you, Rabbi Eliezer would tell you, Hane mile, when do I say 7 days after you finish the term? Ki nitma, hane mile ki nitma achar melot. That's only if he becomes tameh after the term is finished. V'hai lifnei melotu. And this that he became tameh was before the term finished. He just found out after. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps, and so therefore maybe over there, in this case, since he became tameh, before the term finished, we'd have to soter, he would have to forfeit all of his days. Oh, Dilma, perhaps shanehach over here is different. The yadiya achar meloti. Maybe over here, since he found out after he became tameh, so maybe we'd go after the yadiya. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say that it's only 7 days. So that's what we're at. We're asking on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Do you think that if you find out after the term is finished that you became tameh during the term, that you have to forfeit all the days or only 7 days? So the Gemara says, "Umina ketani." That's what the Mishnah was teaching on when it said, "Benkach uvenkach soter." It said no matter what, whether it was before, whether it was after the days of the term, he forfeits, and it didn't say "veloka miflegi," and it didn't differentiate between if the guy became tameh before or after the term. It didn't differentiate. Meaning to say that no matter what, that he became tameh, whether it was before the end of the term or after the end of the term, the Mishnah that we stated didn't differentiate, and so therefore you would have to forfeit. Here, look at the Mefaresh. We'll finish with this Mefaresh. Kilomar, v'tifshod lemi matnitin. You can learn from the Mishnah, gufei, demite katane benkach uvenkach soter. It said, no matter what, you forfeit. V'lom kamaflik ben demitame kodem melot ben achar melot. It didn't differentiate between before or after the term that he became tameh. Dam matnitin kol emad denitma b'mashma. Anytime he becomes tameh during the term or after, and we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Kol Achar Melot Shiva Soter Vetulo. So we can learn from here that since we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, he says anytime it's after Melot, it's 7 days, you have to forfeit and no more. So therefore it's saying that it didn't differentiate. And so therefore we say 7 days, that's what he would have to forfeit and no more than that. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started from the Amud Bet. We were finishing the Sugya, why a slave, a master can annul the slave's Nazirut, but not Nidarim. The Gemara answered by saying, no, it's saying he doesn't even need to annul the Nidar, but he does by Nazir. And so we're saying, because when does it say, Laharau La'etiv, it's only for himself, but he cannot cause that for someone else. If he caused that for someone else, that would be annulled altogether. Okay, then the Mishnah started, what if he ran away? So we said, Rabbi Meir says he cannot drink, Rabbi Yossi says he can. We explained in the Gemara why Rabbi Yossi is saying he can drink because he's going to go back to his master, he needs to be strong. Rabbi Meir said, no, he shouldn't drink, so he feels suffering, so he goes back to his master. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, we started a new Mishnah. If a Nazir shaved and he found out he was Tameh. So if it was a Tum'ah that's known, then he has to forfeit. If it was a hidden Tum'ah, like in the depths, or it's not known, then he doesn't have to forfeit. We explained in the Gemara, what is this depths Tum'ah? So we said this is talking about where no one in the world would know. But if someone in the world would know that there's Tum'ah there, then he would consider having to forfeit. Then as we got to towards the end of the Gemara today, we said if let's say he became Tameh before he shaved. So do we go after anybody found out after the term? Do we go after the yediyah, the knowledge of when he found out, or do we go after when he actually came tameh? And the Gemara says, no, we go after when he actually came tameh. And the last part of the daf we discussed was, we still had a question. The question was, does he forfeit all the days or only 7 days? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbanan, it's 30. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be 7. The Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm asking you, do we go after yediyah, or do we go after actually when he became tameh? If it's actually when he became tameh during Milo, during the term, maybe he forfeits everything. But if you go after the yediyah, he found out only afterwards. The Gemara answered by saying that no matter what, he forfeits. It didn't differentiate between before and after. We hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Kol achar melot, shiva soter, so therefore it would be 7. Okay? Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Questions? Amen.